You're listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skull in a pool of cerebrospinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. Are martial arts seminars worthwhile? One of my pet peeves is the condescending attitude some folks in the martial arts show towards seminars, those who conduct them, and those who attend them. This often takes the form of phrases like, "That's one of those seminar techniques," a phrase which is usually accompanied by scare quote fingers or an eye roll. Since the laws of physics, at least so far as we know, are the same everywhere, what is different about the conditions at a seminar that renders a technique a seminar technique? Would it fail to work outside of a seminar? Often I see this attitude from instructors whom I suspect feel threatened by all the information floating around out there these days, and thus make disparaging comments in an attempt to boost their own importance. Okay, then. How much can you learn from a martial arts seminar? Between the summer of 1984 and the spring of 2013, I attended more than 180 seminars for more than 2,100 training hours. In addition, beginning in 1991 and continuing to the present, I have taught a great many martial arts seminars myself. It should be obvious that I am convinced of the value of seminar training. Of course, it goes without saying that regular formal training with a competent instructor is preferable to learning the same material from a seminar. So why would a martial artist pay good money to attend one? There are a number of possible reasons. One is that there is no formal training available to you within a reasonable distance. This is the most difficult situation because your lack of experience in the martial arts doesn't leave you much of a foundation on which to build. If this is indeed your situation, you should also listen to The Martial Brain number 35 entitled, "That's Funny, It Worked on YouTube." By the way, if you're wondering how, during the recording of episode number 4, I know the content and title of episode number 35, the answer is very simple. I possess superhuman powers, one of which is precognition. Shh, don't tell anyone. Another reason for attending a seminar is to gain knowledge and experience in a different style of martial arts from the one in which you normally train, or to learn from a different instructor than your own. Some instructors and organizations have rules forbidding their students from training with anyone else. I find this type of controlling regulation offensive. If you're a student in this situation, you might want to ask yourself, what is it that my instructor or association is afraid that I might learn? Can you retain enough of the information presented at a seminar to make a significant difference? In my opinion, you certainly can. Let's discuss a few variables to consider here before moving on to what you can do to enhance your experience. One variable is the amount of time that the seminar instructor allows for you to practice and take notes before he or she presents the next bit of material. There's quite a bit of variation from one instructor to another when it comes to this. Another variable is the complexity and difficulty of the material being presented. This can seem worse if the martial art being taught is new to you. Again, there is considerable variation from one presenter to another. Yet one more variable applies if and when you decide to attend later seminars with the same instructor. I have attended 4 seminars with one particular instructor who taught exactly the same curriculum each time. This can be either a positive or negative feature. If the material presented is highly complex and difficult to perfect, this repeated presentation from the instructor is very helpful. If the material is easier to absorb and retain, a higher turnover rate of material from one seminar to the next is more desirable. Now let's discuss methods for improving your ability to retain the information presented. First, pay attention. Okay, I know this seems obvious, but frequently the person teaching the seminar is an important figure to you, maybe an idol of yours. When I was younger and less experienced at seminars, I would sometimes find myself so starstruck that I didn't remember important details of the technique just presented. I would find myself thinking something like, "Dude, that technique he just did was sick." "What? He wants us to do it? How did he do it again?" Second, take great notes. Don't be intimidated by this. Note-taking is a skill you can and should develop. At one of the earliest seminars I attended in 1984, it was actually a 5-day camp, I noticed that almost no one was taking notes. As a matter of fact, one fellow stood at my shoulder looking down at me as I scratched in my notebook and smirked. "You can't take notes on this stuff. It's too complicated." He didn't add the phrase, "you moronic rookie." He didn't need to. You could tell from his facial expression. Undaunted, I persisted with my efforts, and by the end of the camp, people were asking to copy my notes. Here are some of the note-taking tricks that I've developed through the years. Be sure you pair off with a partner who understands that you will be taking time out to take notes, and that that is not negotiable. It's important to establish this up front, because your note-taking will use up a bit of the precious practice time allowed by the presenter before he or she moves on to more material. Understanding how human memory works helps here. At first, make only a short entry as a placeholder and reminder before practicing the technique just presented with your partner. This combination of visualization for the notes and actual physical practice, in my experience, will strengthen your grasp of the technique and help create a more vivid memory. If there's time after you have practiced the technique a bit and before the instructor shows the next technique, add more to your notes. If while practicing you experience a eureka moment of deeper understanding, take a moment to pick up your notebook and add a few succinct notes on the spot. You may not remember these details later, and once they are gone for good. At the first opportunity, go back over these cursory notes and flesh them out, usually during lunch break or after the seminar. Many is the time I had to turn down an invitation from fellow seminar attendees to join them in a night of partying, because I needed to spend that evening in my hotel room, going over and improving my notes a second or third time. This contributed to my reputation as a technique geek. Keep in mind, I was doing this work for years before laptop computers were available. I was doing all of this longhand on notebook paper. One pitfall can happen when you go back in time by reading some old notes and realize you have no freaking clue what your notes mean. It's frustrating and can make you feel you wasted your time and that you've forever lost potentially useful information. One thing I did that helped enormously to combat this phenomenon was to memorize anatomical terminology, just like a medical student. It's quicker and more precise to write something like supinate the forearm while extending the elbow, or externally rotate the hip while flexing the ankle, as opposed to using everyday terms to describe these motions. Organize your notes into usable files on a computer. My notes from the last 40-plus years have become thousands of pages in hundreds of files and folders. Because of the way I've organized them, I can usually locate anything I want within seconds. Integrate your new notes into your old files as soon as possible. Follow up with diligent practice, soon and often. As soon as possible in the days following the seminar, meet with a partner and practice the techniques. An excellent tactic at this point is to video record your practice sessions while the seminar is still fairly fresh in your mind. After all this, sit down and write even better notes. Go back to more seminars to check for mistakes and omissions. This is your chance to ask questions of the instructor that crop up while practicing since the last seminar, and to watch him or her demonstrate movements of which you were unsure. Always look to take more notes to compare to those from earlier seminars. Invest in private lessons when possible. Frequently, you can arrange to take some private lessons with the instructor while he or she is in town for the seminar. While this can be quite pricey, it is almost always worth the extra money. There are reasons besides learning new techniques for attending a seminar. The first is inspiration. While this may sound a little cheesy, it is true that after nearly every seminar that I've ever attended, I was more fired up than normal about training for the next few weeks. That's valuable. Exposure to new concepts. When I attended my first seminar with Guru Dan in Osanto in 1984, I was in pursuit of training specifically in Bruce Lee's art, Junfan Kung Fu, and the Filipino martial arts. I didn't expect Guru in Osanto to produce a couple of strange-looking training pads he called Thai pads and ask for a volunteer to come try them. I was aware of, but not intimately familiar with, Muay Thai. So I volunteered and I did my first round ever of kicking Thai pads in front of about 100 of my peers. I finished the round, but boy was that an eye-opener about endurance. Guru in Osanto pulled me aside afterwards, said some kind words, and strongly recommended that I seek out training under Ajarn Surachai Sirisut, the man who brought Muay Thai to the USA. I did just that, and have now been practicing and teaching Muay Thai for decades. This is just another of many debts that I owe to Guru in Osanto. Well, there you have it. Seminar training can boost your martial arts level in many ways. Just approach them with a little forethought, discipline, and critical thinking skills, and you should be quite happy with the results. Anyway, that's what I think. But I could be wrong. Let me know what you think at my website, rpmartialarts.com. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. The Martial Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. Contact me with questions about The Martial Brain or the Rising Phoenix Academy at our website, rpmartialarts.com.